Morning, March 3rd. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 10. Comfort thyself, tried believer, with this thought. God saith, I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Does not the word come like a soft shower, assuaging the fury of the flame? Yea, is it not as an asbestos armor against which the heat hath no power? Let affliction come. God has chosen me. Poverty, thou mayest stride in at my door, but God is in the house already, and he has chosen me. Sickness, thou mayest intrude, but I have a balsam ready. God has chosen me. Whatever befalls me in this vale of tears, I know that he has chosen me. If, believer, thou requirest still greater comfort, remember that you have the Son of Man with you in the furnace. In that silent chamber of yours, there sitteth by your side one whom thou hast not seen, but whom thou lovest. And oft times, when thou knowest it not, he makes all thy bed in thy affliction and smooths thy pillow for thee. Thou art in poverty, but in that lovely house of thine, the Lord of life and glory is a frequent visitor. He loves to come into these desolate places that he may visit thee. Thy friend sticks closely to thee. Thou canst not see him, but thou mayst feel the pressure of his hands. Dost thou not hear his voice? Even in the valley of the shadow of death, he says, "Fear not, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." Remember that noble speech of Caesar. Fear not, thou carriest Caesar and all his fortune. Fear not, Christian, Jesus is with thee. In all thy fiery trials, his presence is both thy comfort and safety. He will never leave one whom he has chosen for his own. Fear not, for I am with thee, is his sure message of promise to his chosen ones in the furnace of affliction. Wilt thou not then take fast hold of Christ and say, through floods and flames, if Jesus lead, I'll follow where he goes.